This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to InTheMoneyStocks.com.
Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Kerry Lutz. Today's 9/26/22, show number 427. So we got a feeble attempt at a bounce going on right now, Nick, huh?
Yeah, that's what it looks like to me. I mean, right now, every trader and investor is watching to see if these major stock indexes will be defended at the June lows. They're being tested at this time. We had a pretty decent sell-off on Friday. Last week was a pretty good sell-off as well, I mean, just in general. And right now, the S&P 500 seems to be holding the lows. But a bounce with light volume just tells me a whole lot of information. It tells me that it's a feeble bounce, and it tells me that the conviction is lagging. So a low-volume reversal or any defense down here on low volume tells me that the conviction is really lagging. So that's what I'm watching for. But right now, I just don't see real conviction, even though we are bouncing and the markets are trading higher and, they're hanging in there. But it's really just a technical bounce from an oversold condition. It doesn't look like there's real buyers here saying, hey, this is a real bottom. You know, they're not saying that. They're saying, well, it's a technical bounce here. There's a good support level and you got some buying going on, but it's not really a conviction move.
If we do get a bounce, how long do you think it can last?
Oh, you could get bounces that last, 2-3 weeks. You could get them to last even, 6 weeks, like we saw the June bounce. But I'm not really in that camp that it will last very long. I think there's just so much going on out here geopolitically. There's so much going on out here with the strong dollar. I mean, there's a lot of storylines. You have the euro breaking down. The European Union might already be broken down. Who knows? It's a disaster. Been talking about that for years on here.
Yeah.
But now it's really coming to fruition, there's lots and lots of problems.
Hey, the pound broke down today big time.
Yeah. The pound has been breaking. And, today it's what can you say? It's not a pretty picture. Again, the pound is at 108. Who would think? This was basically in May of 2021, trading as high as 142. I mean, these are major declines. Now, the pound did bounce off the lows today a little bit. I guess it did trade down around 103.5. But, the currencies in Europe are just disastrous right now. They are just falling by the wayside. Who would think that the euro would be at, 0.96? It's just incredible that the dollar has become so strong against so many different currencies. And, Japan is now trying to intervene on their currency as well. But, these are just, these are really, really moves for the ages. And the dollar still is, dollar, they always call the dollar the king. And that is still the case right now.
Well, the dollar is the mansion in Baltimore, right?
That's right. It's the best house on a bad street, and that's where we are at this stage of the game. It's rather remarkable.
So gold has just gotten decimated, huh?
Yeah, gold has gotten hit, but it's trying to hold today. It's trying to bounce a little bit. But you know what, Kerry? Everybody is hating gold right now. And I hope they hate it a little bit longer, because you remember a long time ago, I gave the level out here on this program first. Mm-hmm. And nobody believed it when I said where gold would ultimately go. And I mean, I probably received in my inbox hundreds of hate emails. And, now we'll see when it gets down to that golden goose level, if people are going to want to buy it. I will be backing up the truck at that area like I did with silver already. But, we'll see who's going to step up and jump in, because that is going to be the spot.
Wow. Yeah, I am shocked that you were right. I was a non-believer too. I thought we would already be there. And hey, can I say I was wrong here? I was definitely wrong.
Well, you weren't. Listen, it's very hard to think that something, when it's above 2,000, can go back down you know, to where it is. And I still think it's got lower to go ultimately, right? I've been telling you 1500, maybe even a pierce of 1500, but in that 1500 area, that is going to be the spot. And, you know, I really, really have said this for a long time. And I'm going to say it again, that most people will be scared to jump in at that stage of the game.
Isn't that always the case? The market always seeks to frustrate the majority, right?
That's right. That's what it does. And, you know, again, it's not an easy, you know, an easy thing to do. I totally understand it. I fought those demons myself for many, many years in my younger part of my career. But, you know, as you get older and you do this, you're in this business for so long, you realize that's where your opportunities are. So, you know, again, hopefully I could help some people out there. I know they weren't believers up there, but now people just think gold is going to zero. And that's not the case. It's coming into a buy point very soon.
Naturally, naturally. So, you know, like we've all been through this stuff so many times before. I've been wrong so many times before. I like being right a lot better, I'll tell you that. But
we all do.
You know, like, what's the deal here? Like, these markets are like completely unpredictable, at least to the ordinary person like me.
Well, what really happens, and this is what I try to tell my Bullseye Trading Group, let's not get caught up in the soap opera. And that means the geopolitical story or the financial story that's being sold to us, right? Let's just look at the charts and let's just go off the merit of each individual equity. Like, I got emails last week saying, Nick, how could silver bounce and gold still go lower? And I said, you know, I have no idea how that happens. I said, but what I could tell you is we look at each individual chart and we go off of that chart. We're not going to worry about, you know, what any individual equity does or a commodity does. Just watch those charts and let those charts give you the clues. And that's what I try to do. But I couldn't answer the story of why something happens. In fact, I took a Tony Robbins seminar one time when I was about 25 years old. And I'll never forget, the funniest thing was in the seminar, he said, don't ask why questions. And don't ask why. And you know, I find that to be pretty important today. And it's very, very important to just not ask why, just watch the charts and do what they tell you.
All right. Well, you know, that's what my ex-wife always said, don't ask why. So I'm going to take that advice to heart. But it's just crazy, though. It just seems to me, and wow, it's just kind of shocking. So well, we got other news here. So Bitcoin, it's staying under that 2017 high, and that looks like it's quickly becoming resistance there, huh?
Yeah, it's still, you know, Bitcoin's still in a range, though. If you look at the I track the Bitcoin futures chart. That's what I follow most closely. So the positive is that it's up today for Bitcoin traders. But it is holding off that that low that was made in late June. So that low was around 18,500 area. You know, that level's been tested a few days ago, but it has held. So it lives to fight another day. But what is ultimately going on here, Kerry, is that it is making a bearish base on a larger time frame, meaning your weekly and monthly charts. Ultimately, this base will break down, and then you'll go probably sub 13,000. I used to say sub 14, but the longer the base goes on, the lower you go. So I'm going to say sub 13,000 where it ultimately is going. But right now, it lives to fight another day. If you're nimble and you want to try to trade these things, you can do it. But ultimately, when that sell comes in, it's going to crack that low from June, and it's going to do it with some volume, and you'll see it go to sub 13,000.
And that's going to be a momentous day. We're going to get a bottle of champagne, and we're going to have what you call an I told you celebration, because we've been telling you this for years now. You didn't believe us, and maybe rightfully so, but it will come to pass. And what I mean, looking at the Fibonacci numbers, what's the maximum retrace you could see in Bitcoin here?
I mean, 10,000, it can go down to, and then after that, it's probably back down to the double bottom, you know, the all-time lows, which were, you know, not all-time lows, but the 2019 lows, which were back at 3,000. Now, I'm not forecasting that. I'm going to just go with the 13,000 pierce, maybe down to 12,700, 12,800, I think. That's really what the pattern is signaling. I never like to go too far. I always take one level before, and then if we exceed it or break it, then we look down further at the next level. But, you know, right now, I mean, it is not a pretty picture. When you look at that larger time frame, it is not a good outlook. It really just tells you Bitcoin has, you know, a significant drop, probably, you know, 6,000-7,000 points lower from here.
Really? Wow. And that's substantial, right? So
that is substantial. Yes.
Yeah. So, all right. Where is the safe place to be?
There really is no safe haven right now, if you ask me. You know, you can hide out a little bit in maybe oil right now. I like oil a lot. I think that's a good place to be. I don't see oil going significantly lower from here. I like silver, as you know. That's my favorite. And shortly, I mean, the way gold is falling, I'm going to love gold in a few minutes, the way this thing is dropping. Yeah. So I think that's going to be a spot. But again, you got to get to that 1500 handle before that occurs. And then you could probably look at some of these consumer goods names. You know, we've seen some food stocks like General Mills. They've been holding up very well, but they're high on the chart right now. So I really would not get involved there. But there's, you know, when you get to this part of a bear, there's not a lot of places to hide out. So you got to be careful. You got to look at individual charts. There are some charts that are actually, you know, hanging in there looking better. I know Apple's been the one name where people are looking for a safe haven. And in all fairness, Apple is a mega cap stock. It holds a lot of weight in the S&P, the NASDAQ, and the Dow. And today the stock's trading positive. It's also well above its June lows. So that tells me it has relative strength compared to the market. But if this stock gives way, I mean, the whole market will lose confidence. So keep an eye on Apple. That's definitely an important one.
Hey, and remember what the root word of confidence is. Con, right?
That's right.
So never forget that, you know, con is, you know, con man. And confidence game, all of that, right?
That's it, pretty much in a nutshell. I couldn't say it any better, Kerry.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, that's it for today. Make sure you go over to Nick's site, inthemoneystocks.com. See how he called the latest market downturn. See how you can profit from future downturns as well as the eventual rally. And take a look at the Twitter feeds at ITMS, at Nick Santiago 01, at Kerry Lutz. Nick, we will talk to you on Wednesday.
Sounds good, Kerry.